This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Okay, so I don't know about you, but how are you feeling? I mean, I know that I need some exercise. I may have a streaming cold, but I've done very little in the way of walking around over Christmas, and my Fitbit and all my watches, all my apps are telling me that I'm either clinically dead or just very lazy. I've got a great opportunity for you, if you're like me, to put that to rights in 2022. The Arthur Rank Hospice Charity this morning launched their Step a Million campaign for 2022, and I'm joined on the line by Donna Talbot from the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How are you? Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a lovely Christmas, thank you. Yes, and I'm in the hospice today, and I have to say everyone here has been wonderful over Christmas, and we've maintained as much Christmas atmosphere around the building as we can throughout this period.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, it's been a tough time, it's been a tough year, but I know that when it comes to making things as good as they possibly can be, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity does its bit. And I bet it is. It's very Christmassy down there, isn't it?
Yes, we've had the decorations up and it's been really, really lovely, actually. Our hairdresser, Nikki, in our salon has been singing along and dressed as Christmassy characters throughout the Christmas period, and lots of our staff have been in Christmas jumpers and adorning Christmas wear as well, which has been super.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely. Well, glad you all had a good time. And if, like me, you're sitting there thinking, well, those trousers seem to have shrunk in the wash, we're looking forward to next year and all getting a bit fitter, hopefully. Tell us about Step a Million. What's the plan?
Absolutely. Step a Million was a brilliant fundraiser that we put on last year, recognising obviously the challenges of the pandemic and how we were restricted with our movement sort of out and about with sort of mass participation events. We were actually able to do this one, which people could either complete on their own or as time allowed and when social distancing was relaxed slightly, in smaller groups as well. And we were astounded that last year, collectively, those that took part raised over £27,000. I think in the end it got closer to £30,000, which is a tremendous sum. And it's just like you say, it's just encouraging people to get active and get those steps under their belt, as it were, and sort of in whatever activity they wish to do, you know, leisurely or a bit more energetic for those that see fit to do so. There was lots of different ways people chose to complete it. But I think the lovely feedback we got was just how lovely it was to do something with real purpose and know that you were raising funds for a vital cause at the same time.
Yeah, because we all start out the new year. I mean, I increasingly speak to people now who go, I don't do New Year's resolutions, because we know it is, you start off with the best of intentions. But if you've got something to aim for like this and you think, you know, come on, this is supporting a local charity and we know the problems that charities have had with fundraising over the past couple of years, it's been a nightmare. And every time I talk to you, the figures that you have to raise are eye-watering. I don't know how you do it every year, but this is a great opportunity for you to go, all right, I'm not just going to say, well, I'm going to get fit in 2022, I'm going to start the year by getting fit and I'm going to raise money for charities. That's two things you could achieve in 2022. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. And I think also it was being part of something. People really showed their togetherness through this. People were sharing photos. People were writing lovely messages on their fundraising pages. And it became really evident that people were wanting to share all of the good things that they were doing to complete this activity. And at the same point, there were some lovely stories that really were the thread that ran through all of these people's fundraising throughout that period. Some really great motivational, sort of lovely, lovely memories of loved ones they were walking in memory of, reasons which they've been really inspired to get out and do it. And I think that was what was lovely, just seeing that warmness from our community and people wanting to know they were part of something much bigger than what they alone were doing.
Indeed. All right, now let's break this down a little bit, because it's not like you've got the whole of 2022 to do these million steps, is it? It's actually a bit of a short. Let's break this down. Do the maths with me. How does it work?
Sure. So what's really lovely about this is we do it over 100 days. So it's time limited. And by doing it over 100 days, that means that people can do 10,000 steps a day approximately. And we officially start on the 10th of January and it runs through to the 19th of April. And sometimes people will do, you know, they load up the front of their week with more steps or they balance it out across every day. But I think what people were saying, it was just a really great way to have a goal, to make sure it gave them something to get out of the house, to get inspired to, you know, take the dog a bit further, or even to put on their trainers and run a bit if they wanted to do that as well. So there was lots of ways people were getting involved. And I think it was just knowing that you were sort of ticking off the days to the brighter evenings, and also that you were doing something that was active and getting you out and about over that period as well.
Yeah, indeed. Now, if people can't get out for whatever reason, I mean, some people may be just not in a position to go out, is treadmill, do treadmill steps count?
Yeah, we don't mind how people wish to do it. That's absolutely fine. And even simple things like if you are working in the office at the moment, taking the stairs instead of the lift, going to the toilets at the far end of the building. I know that was a technique some of my colleagues here at the hospice used. Mm. They made sure that the toilet they chose to go to in their breaks and such like was further away. So it just added on a few more steps every time they went. Or even some of our colleagues here were taking a nice lap around the park and ride in their lunch hour to get out and get that fresh air and get a few more steps in as well.
That's a great idea. All right, now, in terms of the actual fundraising then, is it a case of people who need to do sponsorship, or is there a registration fee, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do ask people to register, and they can do that simply on our website, which is arhc.org.uk/stepamillion. And registration is just £12. And then we encourage people to get sponsorship as well. And as I say, last year, collectively, the people who took part raised a staggering £30,000 approximately. So it was really tremendous last year. And we would love to see similar figures raised this year, because obviously every penny of that comes to the charity to enable us to support the care that we fund here at the hospice, but also across the county through our other services, such as our hospice at home service as well.
And that's been the thing that's been amazing to me. We've been talking to you and your team over the past couple of years, and as we say, charities have had it really tough, you know, fundraising, especially because you do a lot of the stuff where people get together to do the fundraising, you know, nighttime, you know, star time stroll and all this sort of stuff. But you've expanded your services over the past couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. It's been terrific, really. I mean, we've got a fabulous team here who work extremely hard, and that's both the clinical team that people see, you know, on the front line, but also all of those people that work behind the scenes and make sure that all of the cogs of that wheel work so effectively. And we're delighted and proud to have been invited to take on more services in the last couple of years. So our palliative care hub is obviously active and working very effectively, supporting people with palliative care diagnosis across the county and in Peterborough as well. But our hospice at home service, which we instigated back in 2011, has really seen terrific growth in the last couple of years. And we now have a north and a south team, and they are supporting numerous people day and night now. So that service has been absolutely incredible. And I'm really proud every time I read the lovely feedback that we receive, all the cards that are sent in and messages that accompany donations. It is really heartwarming to know the difference that we've made to those families and those patients at the very end of life too.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now, Donna, we didn't do this in rehearsal, but I am just going to quickly mention, if you don't mind, if you have any details to hand, the Christmas tree collection this year. Are you still doing that?
We are indeed, and hot off the press, 1,260 trees have already been registered, which is absolutely terrific, raising over £22,000 already. Last year, you may recall, we raised over £54,000 for 2,900 trees. So at the moment, we look like we are going to exceed that number. And I have to say, we couldn't do this without the terrific volunteers that come on board to help us. We have a whole army of volunteers coming on board, and we've got huge numbers that actually return year on year. They love this Christmas tree treasure hunt, and we really couldn't do it without them. So over those days from the 6th to the 9th of January, those teams will be out collecting those Christmas trees, and we expect, you know, as needles start to fall over the next couple of days and as people get to the point of thinking, maybe that tree will come down now, even more registrations will happen as well. We're seeing a flurry as we speak. So yes, that registration will remain open for some time as yet, but we'd encourage people to get their trees registered early. And just to remind people, all the postcodes that we are doing are actually on the website, detailed on the website. So sadly, we don't cover the whole of Cambridgeshire as yet. We have ambition, but we are growing it year by year. So this year, you'll see CB1 to CB5, and then CB21 up to CB25 on our websites as well. So we've introduced Waterbeach this year, and we're seeing some terrific support from the Waterbeach area. So we're really delighted with that also.
Fantastic. So there we are. If your Christmas tree is just getting to the point, as Donna says, where it's fast becoming a shadow of its former self and a pile of needles on the floor. Now is it? Because it all gets recycled, doesn't it? So this is it's all part of what we should be doing to save the planet anyway.
Absolutely. We've worked with the the recycling centre and with the council on this. And it's a really, it's a labour of love between all of us, really, because we recognise so much good comes from this. And equally, obviously, by us sending out the vans just to collect in these locations, the vehicle movement is lessened because we're doing, you know, all of those in designated routes. We know where we're going on what day, and therefore we're limiting the number of vehicles that need to be on the road going backwards and forwards to the recycling centres. So there's so much good that comes from that.
And it saves you having to put, because you know what happens, you put your tree in the back of your own car and drive off up the recycling centre, and for the rest of that year you're finding needles, aren't you? So it doesn't matter how carefully you wrap it, there's always needles turning up somewhere.
That is so true, Neil. I mean, we've heard lots of stories, haven't we, over the past, people using duvet covers and other tricks of the trade to get it into the car with minimum needle loss. But I think when the tree gets to a certain point, it's very difficult, actually, to do anything that negates that, really.
Yeah, so let's leave it to Arthur Rank to come around and pick up your tree. So there we are. Everything, all the details for both this and for Step a Million are on the Arthur Rank website, which is arhc.org.uk. Donna, it's been lovely to catch up with you. Last time we're going to chat in 2021. Fingers crossed for Bridge the Gap next year. We might actually all get out and walk around Cambridge together.
Oh, I do hope so, Neil. Wouldn't that be terrific? Well, here's to a great 2022.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Donna, love to everybody at the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Happy New Year to you all, and we'll speak lots in 2022. Donna Talbot, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Neil. Bye-bye.
Bye. 105. Cambridge 105.